them coming is fine and fun, but those guys can leave whenever they want. Very
conservative. He's conservative.
He's
the
lunatic with his money.
I am a bit of a lunatic. Yeah.
Hello, team, and welcome to the Two Fat Brokers podcast. In a very, very rapid U-turn or change of pace, we have decided that we have been very boring, and we thank you for sticking with us. And we've decided to introduce two more faces. Chaps, introduce yourselves.
Fabrizio Saltini here again.
You've been here before?
Hey, you've never been here, dude.
I've been in Pozza.
Oh, right. Who hasn't?
Yeah, so I'm partnered with this little legend here at Eden Realty. And brothers for some time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for inviting me onto the podcast today. It's an honor to be sat with the gurus on...
It's because we're old.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I'll learn a thing or two. My name is Joe Butler. I've been working in the Dubai real estate now for a number of years. Maybe the reason why we're sat here is because, you know, I've started to dabble in a different industry where when I first came into real estate, it was mainly just selling, you know, typical off-plan kind of things. But we focus very heavily now on property redevelopment. And I think we've got some synergy with that. We've even got a project in Emirates Hills.
Yeah.
I'd love to show you. It's almost ready. Yeah. Probably about a month away from being done.
Amazing.
So, yeah. Thanks for having me, guys.
Cool. Awesome.
Nice. And I'm Ben from Abu Dhabi.
Everybody knows who Ben from Abu Dhabi is. I hear you were stopped in the street the other day off the back of the Two Fat Brokers podcast.
Yeah, I've been recognised a couple of times.
Yeah. Already?
God, how does that feel?
I got recognised on a plane once. That's quite embarrassing.
Really?
Yeah, I was flying economy. I know you don't know what that's like.
What? I'm just looking for my luggage. Yeah. I'm just looking for
my luggage. Brian's going to eat you already. Yeah.
So today we are going to talk about the impending crash of the UAE property market.
Which is not going to happen.
That was clickbait, by all accounts. So, you know, I think...
Well, why are people talking about it?
Well, because of the real estate market in Abu Dhabi, probably, and in Dubai, is at an all-time high. And, you know, what goes up must come down. So,
I mean,
the general
in Abu Dhabi, it isn't. It's been, you know, lagged much behind Dubai, you know, in terms of growth. But obviously, yeah, I mean, is the Dubai real estate market higher than it was in 2008 now?
It is
at
an all-time high.
So people are nervous.
Well, I mean, I think if I may interject, one of the psychological things about this is there's a lot of people who wish they'd bought 2 or 3 years ago. And people who have missed the boat cannot wait for that boat to come back. And so a lot of people are just going to be kicking themselves and talking about how we didn't buy because it was going to crash. Makes them feel better for missing an opportunity.
Yeah.
Is it going to crash?
I also think there's a lot of misleading information. When you see like American real estate agents, you know, they come on here, they're like, the Dubai real estate market is finished, it's all fake, it's a bubble.
They would know.
Yeah, exactly. But like, you know, they've never done any business here and they just assume straight away. And then they make this big title. It goes viral because everyone would click on that video, clickbait. Yep. And then, they spit a few facts, say it's linked to the American real estate market, like it's joined at the hip. And then it's just, if that fails, we're going to fail too.
But that's the thing about the American market and the UAE market. The American market depends on America doing well.
Yeah.
UAE market depends on a lot of people not doing well. And this is exactly what is happening right now. So
a lot of people elsewhere in the world.
Yeah.
In this region.
You know, in the region or, not really in the region. I mean, UK market is second or third biggest buyer in Dubai right now, especially for our type of product, which is like ultra luxury.
Mm.
Majority of these buyers are London based and they're ditching London for Dubai. And these guys, of course, they always came to Dubai. They probably have a couple of small houses here for a weekend, but now they're going full.
I don't think. I mean, if you look at it, it's from a pragmatic, and this is using London as a micro market.
Here you go, there, from the English guy's mouth.
London isn't doing badly, right? London isn't doing badly, right? But people are looking at the UAE and going, much nicer over there.
Yeah,
right. The London real estate market is not struggling.
I don't need 10 bodyguards to sit on a coffee shop, right?
Yeah. You know, but that's the point, is London isn't struggling. The US isn't struggling. From a social aspect, people are unhappy there, but the actual economies are not struggling. But people are looking elsewhere at other markets where they can be more comfortable.
Yeah.
And first on everyone's list right now is the UAE.
I actually did it's not out yet. I did a video comparable. So I got I have a data research guy, and I was looking at the similar price per square foot in popular areas. So we had Mayfair and the Palm. And two bedroom in Mayfair was £11.5 million, which I think worked out around 50 to 55 million dirhams. So I was like, made a video on comparing a two bed in Mayfair versus a garden home on the Palm. And there you go, what you just said, it just sums it up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
tell us, Joe, if someone wants to watch that video, where do they go?
They're going to go to my YouTube, and hopefully, if somebody's been, you know, following me along, they're probably going to see my channel, because that's what actually I was saying to. I was saying before, a lot of my business is coming from YouTube right now, and a lot of my buyers are from the UK.
Amazing.
A lot of people are just looking at Dubai now as the next destination to, like you just said, it's just so depressing right now, isn't it? Everyone's just complaining, everyone's just moaning. That's nothing new, right?
I always said, when people ask, when are you ever going to go back to the UK? I've always said, when everybody in the UK tells me how brilliant it is, I'll head back there.
Yeah.
Because everybody in the UA is like, I love living here, this is amazing, I never want to go home. You're like, okay, fine, well, then I'll stay.
Yeah. So to get back to the topic, what do you say to someone if they say, listen, I think Dubai market's going to crash?
It will do, at some stage.
But I mean, you know? They think they're saying imminently. So what would it take for... I'm just going to say the Dubai market
to crash.
Crash. Well, I mean, prices to stop going up and then, you know, start to tail off.
So look, if you don't mind interrupting, after already interrupted. So basically, we had pretty much three big reasons for the Dubai market to crash in the past 2.5 years. You know, we had the tech market crash the stock market crash in the US 1.5 years, just off 2 years ago. That should have ricocheted here, and it didn't. And then we had a couple of massive events in the region that should have impacted here, and it didn't. Actually, a lot of people from those countries are coming here now for safety of their money and of their family. And now with the interest rates starting to go down, I think we might be looking into a hyper cycle, which we haven't seen before.
What's a hyper cycle?
Basically,
it sounds great.
It's when everyone it's a cycle wearing a cape. So basically, every cycle have a initial time and a termination time. So by the time the cycle matures, where the price is supposed to go down, we have more pushes that will initiate another cycle. You know, and with the interest rates going down, a lot of people have been holding up buying before because the interest rate is so high, will now start buying. A lot of the very, very big guys that do always equity release on their properties will do now again or will top that up because they have an even bigger valuation on their properties right now and they can get cheaper money. So I believe that...
So going back to Ben's question, though, what do you think it would take, Joe, what do you think it would take for the market here to struggle, to suffer?
I mean, if I was going to say one sentence today, it would be a black swan event. I think that's the only thing that I would see today's real estate market like crashing heavily, because there's no reason. The market's so healthy right now. But I mean, how many people do you know at home? Oh, I'm moving to Dubai. Oh, I've got this friend who's moving
half
to Dubai.
Liverpool.
Even my friend, my good friend from Sweden, who's a developer, is like, the Swedish market's dead. I'm going to move to Dubai. He's just moved over. And then there's another few people here already. So it's not just like... Back in 2014, now I wasn't here, I know you guys may have been here, but I believe it was just more investors then and kind of people parking some money and leaving. But now it looks everybody's living here, right?
I just had a chat today with one of my billionaire investors. I'm very proud to be knowing these guys. And he just told he's selling two of his last properties in Monaco. He's just going to keep one because that's where he stays. And he's going to put all the money in Dubai because it's way more active than Monaco.
Insane.
Well, I mean, Monaco, I don't think it's a massively active market, but it's safe.
Maybe,
but...
Well, I mean, I think, you know, in terms of like a black swan event, I mean, I think you're right, but what you can see is overconfidence in this market. Mm-hmm. If everyone's like, well, I'm going there because it's active, I'm going there because prices are going up, I'm going there, you know, you start to move away from the fundamentals, and the fundamentals have been recently population increase, people coming into Dubai, and that drives the prices up. And also people looking, you know, to capital flight mostly out of Russia and Ukraine and other kind of Central Asian countries. So what you don't want, basically, that will cause a bubble in the long term is people coming to Dubai and investing because prices are going up. There's not a very good reason to invest.
Yeah, you need families and people moving here, emigrating.
You want business being created in Dubai.
But we're
it's
still,
the same as Abu Dhabi, right? Mm-hmm.
We still have more people flying into Dubai than houses being handed over.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's true.
It is.
Houses?
Yeah, apartments, units, yeah.
Homes, okay.
So there is a lot more people coming here.
I don't know the statistic. How many people are emigrating here?
I can give a number out of my head.
Us? Yeah.
out of my head.
That's what we're here.
But,
head numbers.
I've seen the study, you know, later we'll put down there, whatever.
So here's a question then. What part of the market do you think will slow down first? Because the ultra-luxury market's just going insane.
Yeah.
That's not slowing down.
I think,
down.
You know, the main supply when the time comes is in apartments.
Yeah, of course,
in,
yeah.
You know, 1, 2, 3-bedroom apartments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where the main supply is. And for this country to grow, it's bringing in a lot of families. Mm-hmm. And very few families want to move into apartments. You know, they've got kids. They want to have that outdoor space. So I think when the time comes, that will be the demographic that slows the most.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a lot of young people coming, so 1 and 2 bedroom apartments will still be okay. But those larger ones that cater to families, I think are going to be the ones that struggle. And I think your safe money's in houses.
You still see an off-plan selling?
Don't really do a lot of off-plan, but the guys, my friends at Unique Properties, yeah, they still can't get enough stock. Off-plan is still going very, very well. Not as well as it was last year, but you know, this year they've not struggled.
I think the difference now with off-plan, because I've sold a lot of off-plan in my career, is that it's only a select few launches now that are selling out super fast. Before it was everything.
Yeah.
You know, now it's like, you know, you're sort of like all your Nikhil products, your Mirass products, those like big hitter products. But everything else that's kind of in that medium range, that's like, because I've noticed now, you know, DLD waivers, you know, all these offers.
Post-handover payment plans.
15% commission, you know.
Yeah. They're advertising like quite a few on the radio now. And
1%
I heard
a month
that
as well.
Yeah, 1% a month post-handover.
Hey, I was driving by Shakespeare Door to come here late. I'm sorry about it. And you see the billboards and it's all real estate.
Uh-huh.
Real estate, real estate, real estate.
That means when you land here,
it's through
the airport, everything is real estate.
Mm-hmm. All outdoors billboards you see in Sheikh Zayed Road, it's all, like 90%. It's a new project.
Doesn't that make you worried then that it's a bubble? I mean, that's probably what people are seeing, and they're like, all I hear on the radio is real estate. All I see outside is real estate. You know, isn't that like, you know, a worry in and of itself?
Bubbles have.
I mean, it's about population growth. Like you said, like we've always said, it's supply and demand. Like for any market, it's all about supply and demand.
Yeah.
If your demand is outreaching your supply, then you've got a problem. So then you don't have a problem. But as long as your supply keeps up with demand, you should see a relatively stable real estate market. And if the population is growing by the 250,000 people a year they need to get to the 2030 or 2040 number of 7.5 million, that's a lot of units every year that has to hand over,
yeah,
right?
Crazy.
So of course there's a lot of projects being built, but it all hinges on whether the government managed to hit this 250,000 people a year number.
But
and
again,
they seem to be.
It's also different markets, mate. Like for example, we focus on the ultra high net worth individuals, yeah, on the 20, 30 million dirhams plus, on the $10 million plus. I never seen so many billionaires in Dubai. I mean, all of these big guys are coming here, and they're putting 100, 200, 300 million dirhams in properties.
But are they bringing their businesses here?
Some of them are.
Because that's what you need.
Some of them are.
Them coming is fine and fun, but those guys can leave whenever they want. Go buy somewhere else.
Look, as long as they're coming, well, like, our super high-end luxury market is good.
But for the longevity of the real estate market, you need them bringing their businesses.
And I believe they are. Few of the guys I'm dealing with, they are shifting their headquarters or family offices to Dubai because end of the day, they don't want to be traveling to whatever. They have their offices into meetings and signing papers. All of them want their office next to their home.
Yeah. But it's interesting though, because I don't really see any other, you know, people come over here to be a real estate agent to make a fortune, right? That's everyone's goal, right? To come out here, make a fortune. But like, what other industries like are really taking off over here? Like, I mean, I don't know myself, you know, like technology or, you know, like AI infrastructure, yeah. You know.
Hospitality is
doing. I'm just curious if you guys
finance
know.
Finance is doing very well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bankers coming here. DIFC is booming every time you go to DIFC now.
Yeah, yeah, the one in Abu Dhabi is
nuts, isn't it?
The number of new licenses being issued in the ADG.
Yeah, they've run out of office space. Yeah.
ADG.
Crypto.
ADGM.
ADGM, yeah, it's amazing.
Mm.
Crypto is, yeah, there's a massive crypto market here at the moment.
Yeah, there is, yeah.
Which obviously your finance sectors. Obviously not a huge amount in manufacturing.
No.
Health.
Healthcare, I mean, the
schools are bad as well. Fuck yeah.
Construction's doing very well.
Yeah.
More tourism.
Yeah, are you seeing like projects being built at the ultra high net worth end? Are you seeing like projects like for the very, very wealthy
not
being
houses,
built
but,
now?
But apartments, yeah. Not very many in the housing.
Not big villa sector. Complexes like Emirates Hills or the Palm or anything
no.
like that coming out.
There are a few being launched.
There's a few being launched, be, but you know, where that's going to be on a par with the Grove or Hills Views or Emirates Hills, like those kind of houses?
We can't say, but we know about it.
That's for another episode.
Yeah. Do you think then that, I mean, you know, I don't know how much you guys know this, but like, is the new deliveries, are they at the lower end, mid end, high end, ultra high end? Are all sectors being served, or do you see, you know,
Joe would be the right person to answer
weight
that.
Being pushed?
Yeah, I mean,
area?
There's definitely a few big developers trying to take a slice of that 1%, but I mean, a lot of them I've seen. They're struggling to sell like a lot of the really luxury off plan, you know.
No, like, Ben's talking about like the.
No, even the really luxury off.
Well, you're saying in like all categories, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I mean, we're seeing like a lot of traction in the sort of 10 to 20 million dirham mark. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on in that sort of market, and I'm sure you guys have seen that as well.
That's like 2.5 to 4.5 million quid.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's
what's a quid.
Pounds, if you're in finest English pounds.
Yeah. As I say, in Abu Dhabi, the off-plan market's doing well, but now everyone's going for that upper like luxury end, you know, and no one's building anything mid-market or lower mid-market at all because they're all like, you know, it's not a cash grab, but things are selling, so you want to sell like, you know, the expensive stuff. There's better margin to be made.
There are two beds, you know, in Saudi Island selling at almost 6 million dirhams off-plan.
The Nobu resident.
Yeah. That's
didn't Abu Dhabi just sell something for 130 million dirhams?
Yeah, penthouse in Nobu. Yeah. Wow. There's another one left, million. I think, for about 160.
And it's going to go soon, I'm sure about it.
It's going to what, sorry?
It's going to sell soon because everything is going there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Nobu's taken longer to sell than I think that they thought, but it is selling and they don't have to sell it out in one day, right? It's only 120 units or something. So, you know,
it's the same
it
as
will
Armani
happen.
Here. Like Armani residence, when that came out in the Palm, you were expecting that to be an absolute bun fight and they've still got...
This is what I was just saying about that because that was one I was just thinking of. Yeah, like, they're still reaching out to people like, oh, come in, do a video, try and help us sell these products, you know? That didn't scream volumes to me. The Como residence looks cool. Hopefully they build it.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to edit that.
No, keep that in. Keep that in.
Because what might happen is, like, so what we're seeing in Abu Dhabi is there might be sectors that fall over with oversupply because everyone's like ignored, you know, because there are obviously a lot more, you know, middle class people than there are super wealthy. But if you're just building, you know, all at the top end and not servicing that bottom sector, you know, you might.
No, I think you're 100%. I think that. You know, as Joe was saying, I think. The struggle area is going to be these very expensive apartments that everyone calls penthouses that they aren't. A penthouse is still the top unit on the top of the building, but everyone calls it a penthouse. But, you know, we have a huge supply of that.
Sky mentioned that it's on the ground floor.
The ground floor. Six Senses Sky mentioned. Ground floor and first floor. I think that's going to be an area of issue because there's not that many wealthy people that want to come here. And if they do, a lot of them are used to living in houses.
Yeah, and the thing is, even like, there's not really affordable, you know, townhouses anymore launching, right? Because let's say 3.5 million dirhams, that's like 700-800 grand, you know, for the average person, it's still a hell of a lot of money, especially in the UK, you know, you get a 4-bed for 300 grand, 400 grand.
Yeah.
Not saying these people would necessarily move to Dubai, but if you're looking at your average, you know, to get into a 3 or 4-bedroom townhouse is $1 million. It's like, you already have to be earning a bit of money, you know?
It's easier for you to get a mortgage back home than here
of course
you have to put a higher down payment, you have to prove a lot,
you
know, certain industries is very difficult. I mean, anyone in real estate, which is our industry, to get a mortgage is not so easy,
and your signature has to fucking match. Oh my god, that's a massive
you can edit that
there you can't keep it in, keep the fucks in, yay. I think a lot of the thing that we're not really paying much of attention to is the diaspora, is the areas that are further out. Because, I mean, you can go to Town Square.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pull a number here, but I'm sort of 70% confident it's right. You can get a three-bedroom
70%
house.
70% is really low.
That's good for me, mate.
Yeah.
That's good for me. A three-bedroom villa or townhouse for about 3 million dirhams.
Yeah.
Right? And that's probably a 25-minute, 30-minute drive to the marina.
Yeah,
you know, so there are affordable places, and then you go out to
Damak Hills. Is 3 million dirhams affordable?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. What do you need from that? A million dirham. That's a 200.
I mean, it's nearly $1 million.
But what's affordable? I mean, the value of the dollar itself is losing value worldwide, and $1, you know, doesn't buy what it used to 5 years ago. Mm. Well, not even say 10.
Yeah,
so the affordability changed because everyone is earning more dollars as well. The pace didn't stay where they used to be.
Point
people
being,
are making more money.
Point being is that there are more affordable areas springing up and being developed all the time, right? This is one of the things that if you were savvy enough to buy a 2-bedroom in the Springs 2 or 3 years ago,
yeah,
you've doubled maybe more your money, you know. But if you're going further out, you know, there are areas that are much, much more affordable, which is where people are going to be moving.
I do agree with that. Yeah, yeah.
It's the sign of any sort of, you know, real estate market. You get priced out of areas, and not everybody can go to London and buy something in, you know, Kensington.
Definitely.
You know? You have to, like, as our mum used to say, is cut your cloth to suit your coat. You know, you live where you can afford. So, you know, in that
we
respect.
Lived in London, but in Hackney. But actually, that was lovely.
It'll be interesting to see how far we actually get out. Like, we should all, like, put a bet on it. Like, how far do we reckon in the next...
Hatter?
We'll put a pin in the map. Like, we'll take a guess. Like, I reckon there's going to be a community here in 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, look, with Demac Hills 2, that is 45 minutes from the marina.
Oh, man.
And even the prices there nearly double the last 3 years, 4 years. Yeah. You could get before a 3-bed townhouse for about 600,000 dirhams.
Yeah, now it's 2 million.
Yeah.
The 4-bedroom MOF plan launched is 2 million now, 2.2.
Yes,
it's insane, isn't it?
And
so
I guess, you know,
they're selling out
from this this roundabout conversation that we've had. Mm-hmm. I think we're all pretty much in agreement.
Yeah.
That the market is steady and strong,
and
it's going to stay that way until there's a black swan event.
Yeah. Or until the fundamentals change. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fundamental, I think, is population increase. And that seems
off
to
the
be
back of company setups, SMEs opening up.
Yeah, and as Fabrizio said, trouble in elsewhere in the world. You know, it's unfortunately it's a tough time.
It's a
globally.
Safe
There's
haven.
A lot
yeah.
of
it's
lot
a,
of places struggling.
Yeah.
It is a safe haven. Yeah, so I think as long as we see population increase, so as long as we see that consistent population increase, we will see, you know, price increases until, you know, delivery catches up with that, which obviously with the lag that you have in terms of property construction, it will take a long time.
Maybe by that time there's even more more influx of people, so we might be on that difference between, you know, income of people and outgoing of property.
Yeah,
so
could be.
By that rationale, we're not even at the crest of the wave.
Mm.
No, if there's 60,000 units.
Like, I thought we were in the crest of wave 2 years ago.
Me too. Yeah.
And then we're off like only 70% of that. You know, so it's difficult to advise today when friends and investors ask for research, what do you think? It's difficult to, you know, we just say if you want to live somewhere, forget about a crash.
Yeah.
If you're investing.
Because you're not going to resell it anyways. And if you're investing, you know, you're not investing money you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a smart investor, you invest the money you have. You know, we're going to go with the statistics, but for us to predict markets right now is very
I mean,
risky.
When a,